This is John Hull from the Salvage and Recovery Radio Show to tell you about the WUSB Elvis Costello Marathon coming up November 15th from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m. We'll be featuring the best and rarest in Elvis Costello tracks, including his work with The Attractions, The Imposters, Alan Toussaint, and many, many others. We'll include interviews, including a very special guest interview, live here on WUSB Stony Brook. That's the Elvis Costello Marathon, Sunday, November 15th, from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m., featuring John O. and Mr. Edison, only here on WUSB Stony Brook.
And it's just about 6 o'clock. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. It's time, once again, for Off the Wall. Good evening. Sorry, I was texting. I got sort of caught up in the moment. It's another exciting edition of Off the Wall. Manuel Golsino with you on this Tuesday evening. The last of our fundraising shows, I'm told, anyway. Wasn't really all that thrilled with the last one. We only got one call. And thanks to the person who called in. They called from overseas, too. But we have to do so much better. We really do. We're not kidding. We're not kidding here. We have to do a lot better than this. And we need those calls to come in. So tonight we have a special deal for you. First of all, a threat and then a deal. Okay. The threat is this. All right. I've been holding this over people's heads now for weeks. I have the only copy in existence, in humanity, of the worst newscast that had ever been delivered on this radio station. And it was one that I was privy to. You could even say it was my fault. And it happened within the first year that we went on the air. And there's no other, all the copies have been burned. But I found one. I found another copy. And I want to play that. I want to play that on the radio. But I got to get something to indicate that people are out there and that people care. And that means phone calls. Now, we're making this as pleasant as we possibly can for our listeners. And what I mean by that is, in addition to getting a fantastic radio station like WUSB, continuing to come your way 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we will send you things that many people think are good things. Our telephone number is area code 631-632-6901. Yeah, actually, I said that wrong. The area code is not 10 digits long. The area code is 631. The phone number, 632-6901. That's the number to call to make a pledge. Now, if you pledge, well, if you pledge any amount, you'll get all kinds of cool WUSB things. But if you pledge $100, 100, if you pledge that tonight only, between the hours of 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you'll get the full set of DVDs from The Last Hope. That was our hacker conference last year, back in 2008. We have over 100 DVDs. Yeah, that's how insane this is. 100 DVDs, more than 100 DVDs, for a pledge of $100. Now, what are these DVDs? They're basically all kinds of fascinating talks, lectures, panels, things like that, and all sorts of hacking-related issues. Telephony, computer systems, new technology, social issues, you name it, it's all there. It's a 3-day conference with, I believe, 3 tracks, and it's all coming your way if you call up 631-632-6901 and pledge $100. And we take all kinds of credit cards. In addition to that, you'll get WUSB items as well, which you can negotiate with whoever answers the phone. But I have to stress that we're not doing this because we enjoy doing it. It's painful. I've done more fundraising shows in the last month than I've ever done in my life because the other radio station also was having its fundraiser. We all have fundraisers at the same time. I don't understand that, but that amounted to 8, counting tonight, 8 fundraising shows in the last month. I'm asking people for money when I run into them in the street now, by default. That's how bad it's gotten. It's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. And it's especially bad when you feel like your words are, what's the phrase? Ringing hollow or just not landing or when nobody's out there. When it feels like that, then you start questioning everything. Now, we're offering this amazing deal here. It really is amazing. And for those of you who have never been to a hacker conference, well, you'll be caught up if you pledge $100 and get this deal. And for those of you who were at that particular conference, there's no way you could have seen all these talks. So this is the best way to get primed for the Next Hope taking place in 2010. It's all very simple. 631-632-6901. That's the telephone number to call. $100 pledge gets you the entire Last Hope collection. It took place at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City in July 2008. And you may say, oh, Emmanuel, that's over a year ago. All this information is going to be out of date. Nonsense. It's not how it works. People still read back issues from the 80s, and there's still information there that's very, very viable today. But this is something that is very recent, and the topics discussed are all still relevant today. In fact, a lot of what's discussed in the conferences has to do with emerging technology, new technology. You'll hear about things there that that have not yet come to be. People theorizing, philosophies of all sorts. Now, if you were to get this, boy, I sound like an infomercial now, but it's true. If you were to get this through normal channels, through normal, quote-unquote, discounted channels, because they are discounted. If you buy them DVD by DVD, they're something like $10 each. And, 100 times 10, that's 1,000. But nobody gets charged $1,000 for these. If you were to buy all of them in one package, it would cost you $400. That's a discounted rate, $400. Now, tonight, $100. Only tonight. If you call after 7 o'clock, if you call next week, if you send us email, if you do anything but call 631-632-6901 before 7 p.m. tonight, we cannot honor that deal. And there's a reason for that. If we were to honor this all the time, we couldn't afford it. About the worst thing that could happen to us right now is if 100 people called. Because we'd have to honor that. You see, it's a risk. We're taking a risk here. We're making a donation and we're taking a risk. So if you like the show, give a call to 631-632-6901 to support the show. If you dislike me intensely, give a call to 631-632-6901 and pledge the $100 to get this so that we wind up losing money by having to make more DVD sets. In fact, get everybody you know to call up if you dislike me, because then I'll really be in bad shape. Not only will it take several days to make all of these sets, because, as I said, it's over 100 DVDs per set, but, boy, it's going to wind up costing a pretty penny. Yeah, you see, that there's many ways you can do this. You can support the station and attack me at the same time. It's a real win-win situation for the station and you, that is. 631-632-6901. I see we have one call on the line. That's great. Here's the deal I'm making, all right? Insofar as that horrible, horrible newscast that I was a part of back in my early days here at WUSB, my days that almost came to a quick end after this newscast, and in fact, might come to an end after I play the newscast. With one more pledge comes in. That'll be enough to show me that there are enough people out there who care enough about the radio station to make this kind of thing worthwhile, where I can air some of this dirty laundry. Really is pretty dirty, too. And I'll explain it, too. I'll give you all the context. And I guarantee it'll be an entertaining and educational experience for many people. Maybe even inspirational when you realize just how bad we were back then. Boy, it'll stink up the room. Worst newscast ever. Well, we have it right here. It's all queued up, ready to go. All it takes is another phone call, another pledge, 631-632-6901. Anybody, anywhere in the world has the power to make this happen. Yeah, you all do. And I'm going to do something else, too. I'm going to do something else just to up the ante a little bit more. All right? When I was at HAR, that was the hacking conference this year, Hacking at Random over in the Netherlands, basically a lot of people showed up there that were listeners to the radio shows. And, oh, mercy me, the phones are ringing. We should probably, put them on hold or something like that. Okay, we only have one person inside. Again, if we have volunteers anywhere else in the studio, that would be good, too. It'd be a shame to get phone calls and not be able to answer them because we don't have enough people. 631-632-6901. If the phone rings and doesn't pick up, please call back. Be patient. We will get to you. There's no reason for us not to get to you. But anyway, when I was at HAR earlier this year in July, actually, I'm sorry, in August of this year over in the Netherlands, I talked to a number of listeners to both Off the Wall and Off the Hook, and a couple of them gave donations. Yeah, to the radio station. So I'm going to add the donations that I got, which comes to about $100, to the till tonight. So that's $100 right there. Yeah, I'm sure the people that did that are kicking themselves because they probably could have gotten a nice premium for pledging during the fundraiser. But the important thing is they pledged for the right reason. They handed me cash. They handed me euros, actually, because they realized this show matters. This station matters. Yeah. 631-632-6901. That's the telephone number. And I see a couple of lines are ringing, and that's great. And we're trying to round up people to answer the phones. Please keep calling if you don't get through the first time. In fact, what I'm going to do is take pledges myself when we go into this piece, so that if the phone is ringing, we'll definitely get to it. Now, I said that I'm adding $100 in from what the people over at Hara gave me. I'm also going to match that myself. So I'm personally putting in $100 on top of the $100 that was given to me by the people over in the Netherlands. Now, right away, we now have $200. See how easy that was? Yeah. Now, if you call up 631-632-6901 and add your $100, then we're up to $300 and $400 and $500. You know what? We can make $1,000 in 1 hour if we try, if we put our heads together. And this station here is, I don't want to say it's a small station because it's a big station. We reach a good part of Long Island and certainly the world through the internet, but it's a humble station insofar as we make every penny count. And just to give you an example of the differences between radio stations, the other radio station in the city, WBAI, where I'm also doing a fundraiser, in fact, that's over now, the radio station there made something like $800,000. In a month of fundraising, $800,000. And this radio station here, we're up to about $8,000 in the same period of time. That just gives you an idea of the difference. This is a student/community-run radio station in the suburbs. Whereas the other station is on the Empire State Building and is able to reach so many more people and has an incredible history that goes back to the very beginning of the 1960s. So imagine if we were to be able to do as well during this hour as we do during the hour of Off the Hook. Imagine that. And I know a lot of the same people listen to both shows. Your dollars really go a long way here. It'll change everything because we are way behind overall at the radio station as to where we should be. All right, we have more people here. Finn is in the other room now too, so if you were calling before and you couldn't get through, now you'll actually be able to get to somebody. So let's see those phones light up again. 631-632-6901. Again, what we're offering tonight, we're offering a full... I'm crazy for doing this, aren't I? I really am. A full DVD set, 100-plus DVDs of talks from the last Hope Conference. Hope being Hackers on Planet Earth. The conference takes place every 2 years at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. In fact, the next Hope Conference will be taking place there July 16, 17, and 18, 2010. You may say, why is there another one if the other one was the last one? Well, there was some confusion there. Last not meaning final, last meaning the most recent. That's why we called it the Last Hope. And that's why we're calling this one the Next Hope. But you can get all of these DVDs, an incredible deal for a pledge of $100, and we take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, I think we even take Discover. But the only way to take advantage of it is to give a call to 631-632-6901. Okay, since we have more people now, I want to see that phone light up one more time, because I know we missed a couple of calls. I know somebody's out there probably muttering to themselves that they made the effort and didn't pay off. Well, it still can if you give us a call in the next couple of minutes, because when I see that phone light up again, we're going to go right to the worst newscast that ever happened in the history of WUSB. If anybody out there has a worst newscast that they've been saving, I'd like to hear it. I'd like to know that such a thing actually exists. But I really think, in my true honest opinion, that it did not get any worse than this. In fact, I was mortified. I was afraid to come back to this place. To think how quickly, after joining the radio station, something like this would happen. We're talking about a couple of months. It took a little while to get some training. And then once I got trained to be put on the air, and then only to have something like this happen, I'll tell you, it's something to see your dreams dashed. But WUSB is not a place where dreams remain dashed for long. Because believe it or not, even though something like this happened, spectacular failure, going down in flames, I was still encouraged to keep trying, to get better, to do more, and to stick around. And that was in 1977. I'll bet whoever told me that now is really kicking themselves. 631-632-6901. Okay, I'm going to give you some background information. We do have a call, and I want to thank that person for calling in. But again, we do have the DVD sets for anyone else who calls in between now and 7 p.m., 631-632-6901. Of course, we have other things, too. In case you already have the Hope set, then there's all kinds of other things that you can pledge for as well. Or you could give it as a present. If you know anybody who's into technology, it's an amazing present. I think there's another Christmas coming up this year, right? Yeah. Well, that's a perfect thing to give somebody. You won't have to do anything else. You won't even have to get a card. Just hand them this box. Walk away, and you'll be off the hook, no pun intended, for another year. 631-632-6901. Okay, let's go back into the context, what we're about to play here. All right, we have a newscast that took place sometime in December of 1977. Now, the radio station itself went on the air June 27th, 1977. And I started my freshman year in September, or was it August of that year? And oh, we have people. Finn, how are you doing? What's this?
How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Why don't you talk into the microphone? It's a little thing that we use for guests. There we go.
See how microphone
much noise you can possibly make moving it. Yeah,
I'm doing my best.
Well, welcome to the.
Yeah, we just got a call from Jonathan. We'd like to thank him very much for giving us a call and making a pledge.
From Shirley.
Yeah, local boy.
Shirley is the name of a community here on Long Island. That's out east.
Don't call me Shirley.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I want to thank all the people who have called in so far. It's getting a little busy in there, which
absolutely.
We like to see. And hopefully
we need
we'll
those phones to light up, though. We don't want to be doing nothing in there. You guys need to call us right now.
No, we don't want to be doing anything in there.
As well.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense, because that's the opposite of what you meant. How do you say that grammatically
well,
correctly?
Well, I do not want to be doing nothing.
Grammatically correctly? Is that even grammatically correct?
No,
that's two adverbs in a row.
And do you know I have an English degree from this school?
I have an English degree from this school, too.
Did you
almost like throw yours out thinking it was like something to scoop dust up with a broom once because the back of it looks just like cardboard?
I use it to prove I can read and write.
You know, I don't even know what mine is anymore. My degree, that is. Yeah. Well, you're coming up at 7. I believe you're going to be playing some blues music tonight?
Nothing but the blues tonight, baby.
Wow. Just like the old days when
That's right.
Nothing but the blues was on Tuesday nights. So we have plenty of blues on this radio station. In fact, I believe we have a blues marathon coming up.
I believe this is all kind of part of the hop, skip, and jump blues marathon that we're running here. You know, a little this day, a little the next day. Because the blues is always at home on WUSB.
And we're singing the blues with the results that we've been getting so far in this fundraiser.
Yeah, well, we have little red lights on our phones. We need to be seeing the reds, not the blues. Give us a call.
Let's see if you... I want you to bring in the next call. I really
do. You got it.
Yeah.
631-632-6901. 632-WUSB. Give us a call right now. Make a pledge, any amount.
So either one of those numbers works. 631-632-6901 or 631-632-WUSB.
That's right. If you make a mistake and you dial the other number, it's the right number.
Yeah, we even have a toll-free number, too, somewhere. I think it's 1-888-484-WUSB. I might be...
That is correct.
Apologies to the person who we wake up if that's not the number, but I think that's it. If for some reason you can't dial a regular phone number...
Save yourself some scratch. 1-888-484-WUSB. Give us all the money instead of the
phone's ringing, Finn.
Oh, the phone is ringing. I'm going to answer it.
And nobody's in the room. Okay. Thank you, that person, for calling, and stay on the line while Finn races to the other room. And all right, let me continue my description of what we're about to hear. And those with small children may wish to, shield them somehow from this. So basically, we're in December of 1977, And a couple of things happened. First of all, I was getting trained to do news. News was a way to break into the radio station. You couldn't get a show. You couldn't do a music program, even though that's what everybody wanted to do. You had to take the training course and put up with a lot of abuse as far as basically being told that everything you know about how to do radio, which pretty much was nothing, is wrong. It was just kind of, you know, you thought you could just march in there and start being a really popular DJ. It doesn't work that way. And I'm glad I learned that lesson. Glad I learned that nice and early. But I still wanted to get on the air, and news was the best way of doing that. We had newscasts all the time at that particular point in our history. We had one newscast we called the 542 newscast, and it was named that because it sounded like a train. But every weekday at 5:42 p.m. until 6 p.m., there'd be a full-on newscast. It would have all kinds of stories, sports. It would have the weather, even have what we call actualities, where basically we either got audio from United Press International, which we had a feed from, or we'd go out and get our own audio, interviewing people and playing that. It was a big deal. It was kind of scary, in fact. And I'll never forget the sound of the teletype machine. It wasn't even the dot matrix kind. It was this big teletype clunky thing with individual keys like a typewriter. And it smelled like ink. It was hot, and it just basically made all this noise constantly. And that was my introduction to news. So in this particular case, it was winter vacation. School was not in session. I live locally, so I had an advantage. I could get on the air more and move ahead while everybody else was back home with their families. In this particular case, I think this was an evening newscast of one sort or another. I'm not sure if it was the 542. I don't think so because it's only 10 minutes long, but I believe it was something that took place in the evening hours. Now, right away there are problems because I'm trying to do this newscast there are three people involved in the newscast. This guy named Howard Altman, I believe. Don't know what became of him. And some other, Keith Nam, I believe, was doing sports. I think those are, you'll hear the names. And I went on the air as E.G. Corley, thinking I had this, like, maybe E.G. Marshall thing going on. And so I was referred to as E.G. by various people on air. It was the most ridiculous thing ever. It was stupid. I soon changed that. But this is one of the earliest things I ever did on the radio. And as the newscast begins, and I do the first story, something starts happening inside the conference room, which is where the newscast was taking place. I don't know why, but the sports guy decided that he was coming in late, and he was trying to be really, really quiet. But he was doing it in the most ridiculous way, by crawling on the floor like a reptile. And just seeing this happening while I'm trying to read the news without laughing. And that was the biggest challenge back then, for me anyway, is not laughing on the air. It's the worst thing you could possibly do. And so I see this guy crawling on the floor. I'm trying not to lose it just looking at that. And then when he finally gets to his destination, he whacks his head on the table. And that's where I lose it. You hear the noise, and you hear me, basically, I'm at the last couple of words of the story, but I just kind of spit them out and try to recover. Now, that would have been bad enough, but it got a lot worse. And it got a lot worse, not so much from me, but from Howard, who was reading the other story. And that story was the upcoming New Year's Eve festivities. Now, he was basically saying that this year, New Year's was going to be different because Guy Lombardo was not going to be officiating. He had died that year. So Guy Lombardo was not going to be conducting his orchestra. But the way he said it, he said something to the effect of, "This year will be different because Guy Lombardo will not be here. He's dead." Just when he renounced it that way, that matter-of-fact way, I just collapsed on the table silently, but effectively enough to make him completely lose it and not be able to continue through the story. In fact, we had to cut to a public service announcement. There was a studio engineer sitting where I'm sitting right now in Master Control, who was basically looking at this in horror, and finally just faded us down and went to a public service announcement. Now, after that, we recovered somewhat. Not entirely, though. And you'll hear the rest of the newscast as well, delivered as best we possibly could. Now, the sports guy was he didn't laugh, but he had a problem in that he clenched his teeth all the time, so you can barely make out what he's saying. It was far and away one of the lowest points of my radio career and possibly of my life. And I fully expected to be asked to leave the radio station facilities and never return. But as you can see, it didn't quite happen that way. Okay, so let's do it. And I want to thank the people who have called in to make this possible, because you have made this possible. This is the only copy in existence, and soon it will be splattered all over the internet. And you will not be able to keep this from being heard throughout the world. The Streisand effect will take effect. Yeah. 631-632-6901, though, is our phone number for those of you who wish to still pledge and take advantage of the amazing DVD offer. 100-plus DVDs of the Last Hope Conference, which took place in New York last year, for a pledge of $100. 100 DVDs. Wow. Even if they're completely emptied, it's worth more than that. 631-632-6901. Please, let's have some phone calls come in while we're listening to the worst newscast in WUSB history. You know, I'm nervous hitting the button, because once I do this, any semblance of dignity that I have in this place will go right out the window, but it's a sacrifice we must make. 631-632-6901. I'll see you on the other side.
Top story. President indicated today he may meet with Egyptian President Sadat for his current overseas trip. Sadat has been upset by Carter's remark Wednesday night opposing an independent Palestinian state. Carter told reporters in Poland today he'll go along with any settlement worked out between Israel and Egypt, and that he thinks self-rule for Palestinians should be linked to Jordan. Carter has invited Communist Party chief Edward Garak to visit Washington, and Garak has gladly accepted. Carter's day in Poland has been largely ceremonial, except for a promise to give the country $200 million in commodity credits.
The chief lawyer for the House Ethics Committee, Leonard Jaworski, said the government deal with South Korea could hurt his investigations of alleged Capitol Hill bribery. The Justice Department announced today that Korean rice dealer Tung Sing Park may return to the United States with immunity from prosecution to give criminal evidence in the influence buying scandal. But Jaworski says the agreement is, in his words, quote, inadequate and unacceptable, unquote. Justice Department sources indicate the deal would allow for Park's testimony before the House Ethics Committee, but Jaworski is upset because he says Park wouldn't be obligated to testify for Congress. And he adds that the agreement is so weak, it's only, as Jaworski put it, quote, a token of cooperation from the South Korean government.
A black nationalist leader in Rhodesia says a deadlock in talks with the government could be resolved in the next few days. Negotiations for majority rule have been blocked over the white government's insistence on a one-third white representation in parliament. John Mitchell has entered Georgetown University Hospital for tests that will decide if he needs an artificial hip joint. The ailing former attorney general is on medical furlough from a federal prison camp in Alabama.
Federal health officials say cases of the flu have turned up all over the country, with widespread outbreaks in New Jersey, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee. The dominant flu strain this season is A. Texas, with the A. Victoria strain occurring in just three states. Nearly 500 pneumonia influenza deaths have occurred, which is slightly higher than the expected number. But health officials say the higher number is not considered statistically different. There is no specific vaccine against the A. Texas strain of flu, but health officials are urging the elderly and chronically ill to take closely related A. Victoria and B. Hong Kong vaccinations.
The government's top grain inspector says all the nation's export grain elevators may have to be closed unless immediate answers are found to the causes of two recent grain elevator explosions. Investigations into the blast, which killed more than 50 people in Texas and Louisiana, are continuing, but some investigators have been ordered to stop work because of explosive dust. Rescue workers have pulled another body, the 16th, from a collapsed tunnel at the grain storage facility in Galveston, Texas. Funerals began today for other workers killed in the dockside explosion on Tuesday.
The new year will be ushered in New York's Waldorf Astoria tomorrow night with the music of the Royal Canadians, as usual. But for the first time in nearly 30 years, Guy Lombardo won't be conducting. He's dead. Leaving his two brothers in charge of directing the orchestra. The new year will arrive 1 second late tomorrow night. Time stands still for a brief moment.
Breathe deep the gathering gloom.
Are your lungs healthy?
What?
Are you getting the most out of the air you breathe, or is it full of cigarette smoke?
There was a room full of smoke when I came in, I breathed right in.
The American Lung Association has a free booklet called Secondhand Smoke to inform non-smokers of their right to cigarette smoke-free air.
All right, who's smoking in here?
For a free copy of Secondhand Smoke, write the American Lung Association of Nassau, Suffolk, 405 Ostrander Avenue, Riverhead, New York, 11901.
No, but it ain't no fun. I couldn't breathe that time. My lungs don't want that in there.
The new year will arrive 1 second late tomorrow night. Time will stand still for a brief moment while the world's timekeepers adjust clocks with what they call, quote, a leap second, to compensate for the Earth's spin, which slows 1 second a year. It will be the sixth year in a row that they've done this.
Charles Porter has been named the world champion liar of 1977 by the Burlington, Wisconsin Liars Club. Porter's winning lie was about his hometown of Olden, Indiana, where, according to Porter, it got so hot last summer you could cook frozen hamburgers, well done, just by tossing them up into the air. But Porter warned you had to watch out not to toss them too high. Porter said if you did, they came down burned.
Robert Randall is a Washington, D.C. school teacher who is legally permitted to smoke government-grown marijuana to treat his eye disease, glaucoma. Now, Randall is reporting that because of government red tape and uptightness over marijuana, his eyesight is in serious jeopardy again. Randall told the Washington, D.C. press conference that his medical supply of marijuana is in serious danger of being cut off. He says this is because his doctor is the only physician in America licensed by the government to use pot as a medicine, and his doctor is moving from Washington to another part of the country. Randall says that with his doctor gone, his weekly medical supply of government-rolled cigarettes will vanish as well. The young teacher says that other doctors don't want to get involved in the government experimental marijuana program because there are too many entanglements for the physicians. He explains this is because, unlike any other drug, marijuana must be administered personally by the licensed physicians. Randall says that when doctors prescribe most drugs, they simply write a prescription and the drugstore does the rest. With marijuana, however, the doctors must spend extra hours handling it personally and accounting to the government for every gram. As a result of this red tape, Randall says he can't find another doctor to treat him, and his vision problems are likely to worsen.
Would you be willing to turn off your TV set for a month for $500? Well, the Detroit Free Press recently made this offer to 120 families, and 93 of them turned it down. What happened to the 27 families who went through with the deal? Well, according to the Free Press, one happy husband reported that bedtime in his house was 9 p.m., sleep time 11 p.m. One couple stopped talking to each other, two people stopped chain-smoking, and everyone traveled more, saw friends and relatives more, and read more.
All right. Here's Keith Mann with the sports.
Tonight at the Garden, the New York Knicks blew a 23-point lead against New Orleans. But behind Bob McAdoo's 33 points, the Knicks pulled out a 118-116 victory. Earl Monroe added 28 points for New York, and Pete Maravich, with a hot fourth quarter, scored 32 points for New Orleans. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Pistons easily beat Buffalo 103-87. The Pacers edged the Rockets 99-98. The Denver Nuggets got past Atlanta 106-104. And the Spurs lead the Cavs 95-90 at halftime. In the Blue Gray Classic at Montgomery, Alabama, the Blue Squad beat the Grays 20-16 today. In the Gator Bowl, Pitt leads Clemson 17-3 at halftime. Tonight in hockey, Tom Rowe scored midway through the third period to lift the Washington Capitals into a 3-3 tie with the New York Rangers. Elsewhere in the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs blanked the Cleveland Barons 5-0. Tonight in the WHA, all-time hockey scoring leader Gordie Howe scored two goals to lead the New England Whalers to a 6-2 victory over the Birmingham Bulls. Baseball Commissioner Bowie Kuhn says he and Sports Illustrated have been involved in long-term discussions regarding women reporters in the locker room. Kuhn says he is surprised at the timing of the complaint filed by reporter Melissa Ludke yesterday. And Jets general manager Al Ward, the general manager for the past 3 years, resigned today. Ward left an administrative position with the Dallas Cowboys to head the rebuilding program with the Jets. However, he lost much of his authority since Jim Kensel took over as team president last June. And in tennis, top-seeded American Vitas Gerulaitis will meet Britain's John Lloyd in tomorrow's finals of the $250,000 Australian Tennis Open at Melbourne. Gerulaitis advanced today with a 6-1, 6-2, 6-4 victory over Australia's John Alexander. And tonight with sports, here's Howard Altman.
The current temperature is 36 degrees Fahrenheit, 2 degrees Celsius. It'll be cloudy tonight with occasional rain mixed in with snow and sleet. There should be only slight accumulations. Tonight's low will be in the low 30s. Saturday's forecast calls for occasional rain all day and into the night. Saturday's high will be near 40 degrees. The low will be in the low 30s. The chance for precipitation for Saturday and Saturday night is 70%. That's it for the news. I'm Howard Altman for E.G. Keith. And our producer, Jim Hettinger, have a safe New Year's weekend.
Okay. All right, you still respect me at all after that performance? That was... Yeah, I guess that was December 30th, 1977, because it made reference to New Year's Eve being the next day. And we slunk out of there after that performance. And, well, I guess you just have to get right back on the horse, you know, and try to get better. And I think that's what happened over the next few decades. But anyway, the point is, that was a bit of history. USB has an awful lot of history. But also, so many people come through the doors here. So many people become a part of this place, a part of our extended family. And depending on how much time they put into it, they can do all kinds of amazing things. And this place has never been short on encouraging people to just go for it and try something different. And over the years, so many different kinds of radio programs I've been involved with here at the station, radio plays, even conventions we've organized, all sorts of things. And I can honestly say I don't think 2600 would exist in its current state, certainly, as a magazine, as an organizing point, as so many things, without the inspiration of a place like WUSB. That's why your call to 631-632-6901 is a vote for so many different kinds of creativity, so many different ways that you can expand and just try doing different things. Going into a radio station way back then as a freshman in college, a radio station that had just gone on the air a couple of months earlier, that was a big deal. I imagine it's still a big deal to people walking in here for the first time. I hope it is, because there's a certain kind of magic there that you just don't experience very often. But you actually get behind a microphone. You don't know who's on the other end. You don't know if anybody's listening. If a lot of people are listening, you don't know what you're going to say or do. You hope you'll make it through in one piece, but there's always that sense that maybe something will go horribly wrong. And in this particular case, it did. So by calling us and pledging whatever it is you can afford, but if you pledge $100, you'll get the 100 DVD set, 100 plus DVD set of the Last Hope Conference. By doing that, you're basically investing in this place and voting for this place and saying, yeah, it's worth it to have this place stick around and get some new people walking through those doors and doing things for the first time and maybe having spectacular failures along the way. You know, I always tell people who are obsessed with getting an A in class or just simply doing everything that they set out to do, I've learned so much from failure, a lot more from failure than I have from success. I don't strive for failure, because I probably wouldn't get it if I did, but I don't look on failure as the end of the world. And I think that's pushed me through to do a lot of other things in my life that I wouldn't have done ordinarily. Just knowing you did the best you could and try again, do better next time, maybe. Might even do worse, who knows. All right, we have no calls on the line. It would be nice if we had one or two more to finish out the hour. Remember, we can only offer the 100-plus DVD set of the Last Hope Conference until 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, if you're listening to this later on, and you've used all kinds of obscenities, realizing that you're too late, it's not too late to donate to the radio station. You can still go online, WUSB.FM. Now, you won't get the DVD set, and I have to stress that. We cannot honor it past 7 p.m. No matter who you talk to at the radio station, no matter how many letters of pleading and threatening you send to us, we just can't do that. It costs a fortune to make these things. We can only offer it for the 1 hour of the show. But by going to WUSB.FM and pledging there when you do get around to it, not implying that you're lazy or anything like that, but schedules sometimes just don't mesh. We understand that. But when you do finally get around to going to that URL and pledging your support, you will get something else. You can probably select all kinds of cool things that you'd really like. Sure would make me feel a lot better to see that phone light up one more time. Really would. And it would also hurt me financially. So, you know, you have two things right there. 631-632-6901. Next week, we go back to our normal format, which is basically complaining about what's going on in the world, giving all kinds of unique perspectives. Finn, it's not my fault the phones aren't ringing. I'm trying as hard as I can.
I know, guys, we're falling asleep out there. Give us a call, 631-632-6901.
Because of that newscast, they're falling asleep.
6901. Let us know you care because we care about you, baby. Give us a call right now, 631-632-6901.
Now, if you're on Long Island or if you're in Suffolk County, you don't have to dial the 631. In fact, if you do dial the 631, it doesn't work.
That's correct.
Yeah, so 632-6901 if you're in Suffolk County. Now, if you're on campus... Mm-hmm. Even more numbers to shave off. You take away the 6 and the 3, and you just dial 26901.
Can you hear the station on campus?
I don't know. Well, you can hear the station in Tibet if you have the internet.
That's right.
So that's an amazing thing. It takes effort. It takes equipment to do all this, and that's what we need the funding for, because without that, things fall apart. Things break. Things don't work anymore.
That's right. And we don't make any salaries here. No one gets paid. It all goes into the equipment getting the signal from our mouths mm-hmm. to your ears. That's either via the internet or via our broadcast over the airwaves. Give us a call, 631-632-6901. Help keep this program and all the other programs on the air at WUSB. We have tons of cool premiums, and that DVD package is fantastic.
It really is. I mean, I don't know what we're thinking, offering something like that for such a low price. I mean, like I said before, blank DVDs would cost more than that.
Right.
We're offering a full conference for a pledge of $100. But the reason we're doing it is because we believe in this place. We, meaning the people over at 2600, we believe mm-hmm. in WUSB, and this is our donation. It's our way of basically giving something that's worth a lot more so that people will be enticed to call. But the real reason you should be calling is to save the radio station, to keep the radio station going. I know there are a lot of people asking for money, a lot of stations asking for money, but if you look at this place, I don't think you can get more of a human touch with regards to radio. I really don't think you can.
A human touch is a very nice word for it, mm-hmm. I must say. But 100 DVDs, how much is that pledge?
$100. Make it
nice
and easy.
$100. Yeah. Plus, I'm sure you get to be a member of the 90.1 Club.
Yes, you also get the WUSB, sweatshirt and hat, military hat or baseball hat, all kinds of interesting things.
All kinds of hats and caps and socks and underwear and everything.
Yes, it's all there.
Give us a call, 631-632-6901. This offer for the 100 DVDs, I think, expires very shortly.
About 10 minutes or so, yeah.
10 minutes or so. I'm not giving them away when you guys call after 7.
No.
So,
you are instructed not to do that. Do not do that.
631-632-6901. Let us know you're out there. Let us know this is an important resource for you, that you turn to WUSB for entertainment.
And see the power you have. You being only one person, by making the phone ring and by making a pledge, you'll see our mood change. Right now we're kind of somber. And yeah. I'm kind of embarrassed because I just played the worst newscast ever. And by calling and having the phone ring, all of a sudden, it sort of makes it all right, you know? It's like, okay, yeah, you know, you embarrassed yourself on the radio, fine. but it was worthwhile because people do support the radio station. And, yeah, we're begging for money constantly. And, yeah, it's worthwhile because there are people out there to help us and to do this together. You don't have to be local. You can be anywhere in the world. This radio station is unique no matter where you are, I think.
That's right. I agree. And don't wait for someone else to do it. You do it. Pick up the phone, 631-632-6901. Call right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you wait for people to do things that you are going to do, they'll never get done.
That's right.
That's what I've noticed over...
That's what my wife tells me all the time.
I could draw a great parallel to the whole healthcare thing going on, you know, right now. But, you know, I don't have time to get into that. I'm going to get into that next week, probably.
Okay.
Because there's a whole lot to talk about there. And having the radio station to espouse various viewpoints on, that's a big deal to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping people will realize that. Call 631-632-6901. Make that pledge and keep us going.
Let us know you care.
All right.
We're waiting for that phone to light up. We're going to trust
you. Can you believe it hasn't lit up yet? I mean, do you really think no one else is out there? I know people are out there because whenever I say something controversial, I get heat. I get all kinds of people talking to me.
Very often when you say something controversial, all kinds of people are calling me after this.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was that guy anyway?
That's right.
And can you still catch up to him and things like that?
Those of you who call, those of you who like to be on the air, have some input, give us a call, 631-632-6901. WUSB is important to you. Give us a call right now.
Finn, thank you very much for your help, and we will see you at 7 o'clock with Nothing But the Blues, which, that's not the official title. I put it in quotes. You couldn't see the quotes. Okay, and we do have a call, so I want to thank that person very much for calling in and invite anyone else interested in taking part of this amazing deal, which expires in 7 minutes, to call up 631-632-6901. Remember, 100 DVDs of the famous Hacker Conference attended by several thousand people in New York City. All kinds of subject matter involving computer hacking and phone phreaking and new technology and consumer issues. Jello Biafra is in there giving one of the talks. There's all kinds. Kevin Mitnick is on here. All kinds of luminaries, all kinds of celebrities you'll get on DVD. You'll get over 100 DVDs. This will get you through the winter for sure. It might even get you through the next couple of years. All for a pledge of $100, 631-632-6901. Please add your voice to the people who have called in so far. I'm just looking through all the different things and trying to figure out what I should focus on. Hacking the price of food, how to break out of handcuffs, social engineering with yours truly, where we basically call up unsuspecting merchants and make them say or do silly things or give us information they're not supposed to give us. The history of phone phreaking from the 1960s to the 1980s. How piracy feeds a starving audience. I don't think they mean real piracy. I think they mean, software kind. Stephen Levy, who wrote the book Hackers, has one of the keynote addresses. There's just all kinds of things here. I can just keep going forever and ever. No tech hacking. The New York City taxi system. There are all sorts of fascinating topics, things that you can hack, things that you can play around with and share information with other people. It's an incredible scene, one of these conferences, and you'll get to experience it by going through all these DVDs because it'll feel like you're there. You will get all the different talks that even people who were there were not able to get. There's no way you can go to three different talks at the same time, virtually around the clock for an entire weekend. Can't happen. So if it's something that you think you'd be interested in, and I think even if you're not interested in it yourself, I think you know somebody who would be interested. Am I right? Yeah. Okay, you know what? I wanted to talk about healthcare. I wanted to talk about, I'll just say very quickly, the whole shooting thing in Fort Hood. If this doesn't prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that having an armed populace doesn't make a damn bit of difference when some lunatic goes crazy, I don't know what more proof you need. You know, the problem is people going crazy. That's what we have to address. You can say, okay, hand out guns to everybody, and they'll be protected. It doesn't work. An army base, for God's sake, the military, they have more guns than you can shake a stick at. People have tried. Didn't stop 13 people from getting killed. So, yeah, that's not a good argument for the so-called Second Amendment. Protecting yourself against lunatics. Now, lunatics will always have the upper hand because they have surprise on their side. And, yeah, you know, was it an act of terrorism? Perhaps. I know Joe Lieberman up in Connecticut is intent on calling it that. And you have to wonder, someone's so quick to jump on it, is it just because the guy is a Muslim? Is that why it's an act of terrorism? How about the people today? Somebody went on a shooting spree in a strip mall in... Where was this? Portland? I'm just looking at it right now. In Portland, Oregon. Someone went on a shooting spree. Orlando, Florida last week. Every time a high school is shot up, or a daycare center, or God knows what it is, a church. Are those not all acts of terrorism? Well, we can discuss this next week as well. And we'll get into the whole healthcare thing, too. I think that's a fascinating topic, and no doubt it will have advanced more next week as well. But we're out of time now. I do want to point out one amazing historical thing that took place this week, and that was the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. I was watching this on Euronews, which you can get on Cablevision, which I find to be absolutely amazing, the only cable network around that carries this channel. It's an amazing channel to watch, channel 103, I believe. And they were just covering the anniversary celebrations all day long, and you just saw what was going on in Berlin. Scores of celebrants assembled in the pouring rain to watch nearly a mile of giant dominoes drop as a symbol of the Berlin Wall. 1,000 giant domino pieces fell in a little less than a minute, stretching from the site formerly known as Checkpoint Charlie to the Reichstag building. It's the most incredible sight to see that happening, to see all those people standing there in the rain. And just to look forward to being in Berlin again, one of my favorite places. I'll be there in December. It's just such an amazing artistic and creative center. And very, very similar to WUSB, if I can just tie that in. So, yeah, thoughts of Berlin. Look at some of the coverage or read some of the stories about it if you're so inclined. We'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. You have 2 minutes to take advantage of the deal, 631-632-6901. Stay tuned for Finn. Have a good night. Our email address is otw@2600.com.